So we are continuing in Ken's commentary on chapter 1, in his journey through the text. We had gotten as far as the top of the second column on page 29 last week, so I've noted that there. So we'll pick up with that again, but I do want to just make a few comments to kind of summarize again where we've come. Because we're in the section that's the theme that Ken is discussing here for several pages is miracles as thoughts. And we've been talking about that for the last couple of classes. And we're saying that everything really, you know, everything that we're talking about, everything that's on this chart is thought. And even these selves that we think that we are just thoughts that we've chosen to believe and to make real and so experience as if they are real. So our minds are very, very powerful.